Cyber Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Rework Now, an Amazon Echo Dot smart speaker technology device thing. Could be yours. 15-ish minutes. Hold on for your chance to win that. From Nick's News Desk, a Tiger King celebrity was arrested right here in our little town of Austin, Texas over the weekend.
Which one?
Dylan Passage, star.
Oh, Mr. Tiger King.
That's not a good one.
Is he a star of Tiger King? It says Tiger King star here.
Well, they say that about everybody.
Is he in the top 10 Tiger King characters?
No.
No, it might be just round
out. Joe, Doc, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Carol's husband, the dead one.
TV producer guy. I like that guy. That's my guy.
He just wasn't in it.
No, TV producer way over Dylan Passage, yeah.
Yeah. My guy with the two prosthetic legs.
Definitely
how about
over
Jeff?
This guy. Jeff. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, he's a villain, I guess.
How about Jesky guy?
Jesky guy is quite integral to the story.
Yeah.
He's above it.
Dylan Passage was his final husband in the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't live here or in Texas. Does he live in Texas?
It said the one I saw that he's from Bastrop.
Are you sure it's not Belton?
Maybe
Tiger King. Tiger King is in jail in Texas, right? Because they moved him because of coronavirus.
Right. So maybe he's moved.
I think he's
here
in Fort Worth.
I
think Bastrop and Belton.
He was pulled over in Travis County on Sunday morning, Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Uh-oh.
Said he was waiting for his sister because his car had suddenly turned off. I don't happen. slurred speech, bloodshot eyes. Cops said they detected booze on his breath. He admitted to having 3 Modelos. But significantly failed the field sobriety test. He was arrested.
Wait,
for
was he driving?
DWI.
They pulled him over. I thought he said his car didn't work.
He was quite confused. The cops said that he was not able to identify what city he was in, saying that he thought he was in Belton, which is a clear hour north of Travis County. It's not funny. Don't drink and drive, kids. He was asked what time it was, and he said 7 p.m., and it was 1:30 a.m.
Oh, we had a good night.
But with daylight saving time, I mean, it gets dark so early, it's hard to keep a bearing on the time sometimes, guys. You don't know.
Where did he get pulled over?
I don't know the answer to that. I actually am. All it says is Travis County is where he was arrested.
Well, I think it was in Manor, or out towards Manor's.
Which way is that? I don't know.
East?
Manor's this way, Jason.
Oh, okay.
That way. I just did an air traffic controller hand gesture because I don't know where Manor is.
Right. I don't know where it is, but it's closer than ever.
I know that Manor is the way you get to go to Haymaker.
I like Manor Road.
Yeah.
One of my favorite roads in all of Austin. But yeah, confusing that you put another city right over
it's
there.
Weird.
Why would you do that, man?
Keep going on Manor. Do you come to Manor?
I feel like I've been to both ends of Manor. And yeah.
Have you gone all the way down Manor?
There's like an old Manor Road, right?
Old Manor Road can suck a bag of... I hate that road, right? Every once in a while, I'm taking a creative route home from HEB. And
Old Manor Road don't
I
do
get
it
to
for
Old
you.
Manor Road, and I'm like, I can take this one, right?
No.
Eventually, it'll run into the real Manor. Nope, it's just a dead end.
Over.
I'm like, what the?
So he was arrested on 290 east of Manor. So he was head towards Elgin, which is like, you were not going to get to Belton.
Yeah.
My friend,
yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah. He, of course, tried to play the, do you know who my husband used to be for a few months at the beginning of quarantine card? The cops still arrested him, even though they found out that he was married to Joe Exotic, who is serving his 22-year prison sentence for allegedly putting a hit on Carol Baskin. That's right, I'm still putting allegedly in there.
But he's convicted of it.
I'm still doing it, all right? He says he denies it, says he's in. Yeah, he did those things.
He's not a good guy.
He's asked President Trump for a pardon. Do we think that is there any chance of that?
Who knows? Listen, at this point, Jason.
I know, right?
Who knows?
Like
you
I'm
can't
normally saying
throw
that,
out anything.
No way. But there have been some really egregious presidential pardons that we've sort of just glazed over. Now that's a lot of white collar crime type stuff. But yeah, I feel like Trump is just like going to burn this mother F down.
I mean, why not?
On
everybody
his
else
way
has
out.
Gotten off.
They got married on December 11th, 2017, just 2 months after Joe's previous husband, Travis, fatally shot himself accidentally.
Oof.
Remind me the timeline on that, because wasn't he married to 2 people at once for a little while? He had a three-way marriage. I think Travis was one of them. They were. I remember the wedding. They all had pink shirts on at the wedding. They had.
Oh, was it?
They yeah.
You can't do that though. I mean, that's illegal.
It's Oklahoma, Devin. Come on, man.
It's still illegal. Mm. I mean, it might be illegal in Utah.
Mm. But what, am I missing somebody from the three? Dylan was new to the thing. He was a Johnny Come Lately shows up later on the scene, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it was, I remember now. Shirtless, no teeth guy was in the three-way marriage with Travis.
Yes,
the Joe three. Finley. Yes, the yeah. three of them. Then Travis accidentally kills himself. Spoiler alert for those of you who know why. Is anybody still waiting to watch Tiger King? Like, it's on my list.
Maybe somebody who's been in jail. driving home from jail now.
Yeah, guy accidentally shoots himself. Then shirtless guy, he leaves. Finds out that he can wear shirts if he lives elsewhere.
Shirtless guy is the no teeth guy who's straight.
Yeah, right. Who now has teeth and shirts.
Woman. Yeah.
And then, I don't know where this Dylan guy came along. Joe Exotic from jail told TMZ, quote, I've tried my hardest to get him to quit drinking. I love him, end quote.
Oh,
R.I.P. Didn't you go lure him in with meth, though? Mm-hmm. You tried your hardest to get him to quit drinking. And
yeah, but this one, at least this one is actually gay. He wasn't just one of those poor lost boys that, you know, Joe Exotic sucked in and bribed with jet skis and ATVs.
Suck them in? Is that?
All right, I'm pretty sure he did exactly that.
Right.
This car that just won't start. That's a Joe Exotic gift.
We have an Amazon Echo Dot for you to win on the other side of this break. Hold on.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Fabian tweets at Jason and Deb says, thanks a lot, guys. I was going to eventually watch Tiger King. I have it on my shelves of canned food, waiting to one day be picked.
Oops.
Maybe in 6 years when I get my Jason Facebook friend request accepted.
That would be an apt way to celebrate.
I saw you in there, Fabian. One other person quit me this week, so I added another one.
Oh.
But we're on a one-in, one-out sort of policy today. Didn't I see, is today National Unfriend Day?
Yes.
Unfriend Day?
I've been one in, one out on the friendship thing for a long time now.
I don't think I've ever deleted somebody from the social media. I've unfollowed people for sure, but I've never deleted a Facebook friend.
Yeah, I don't think I've done that either.
Funny, probably need to be deleted. Hey, we have an Amazon Echo Dot for you to win right now. 512-835-1015, courtesy of Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer. We also are giving away $500 or $250 or $100, part of our Ugly Sweater Contest. Go to 101X.com for those details. But right now, you can win an Amazon Echo Dot and be qualified for the cash giveaway when we play what, Nick?
If you like or like Fabian and you're upset about Tiger King spoilers, got three words for you. Just chill and y'all.
Close enough. How do you like them apples? Is that the Apple Music game?
Yeah, that was.
Just chill and y'all is coming up next. Good luck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Tom Herman got extra defensive about his job security when he addressed the media yesterday. Get to that in just a moment. Deb's diary before 8 o'clock. But right now, your chance at an Amazon Echo Dot, courtesy of Bud Light's Ugly Sweater Seltzer, when we play another edition of...
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Doesn't it just fill you with the Christmas spirit? Just chilling, y'all. Guys, it's been a long year. It's been rough, it's been tough, and no love fun has been had. But you know that when you hear this music, you can just sit back, relax, and just chew, y'all. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Donald Trump's almost gone. Just chilling, y'all.
Just chilling, y'all.
Smells so good.
Is the name of
Especially
our...
when we get to the noodly bit.
Is this good daily meditation music or...
It could be, but you might guided? Get too into it, you know?
Yeah. Once those bongos kick in, it's no more meditating, then it's a party.
Okay. Right, you start thinking about how you just want to take your clothes off and rub cooking oil all over your body.
Exactly.
Right, and that's what everyone else is
thinking. Hey, Dick, question Amnesty. Is it offensive... It's a tough year, 2020, go suck it, everybody says, right? If I said this is the best year of my life, is that offensive?
Yes.
It would be on brand.
Yeah, but we wouldn't expect anything.
Listen,
I
want to tell 8th grade me to don't worry, your crown is still safe. Uh-huh. But there's 2 months of 2020 left where we might be able to we could still run you down, 8th grade me.
Oh, right? Just don't care about that 250,000 people that died in this country then from the coronavirus.
That's unfortunate. That is, mm-hmm.
What that makes is it your best year?
I don't know.
Is it that you became addicted to exercise? That you were able to drink for half of it? Being concussed?
Don't see if you bring up all the bad parts.
Not traveling anywhere.
If you bring up all the bad parts, it's less fun, but yeah.
Is my 2020 half empty, yours is half full?
I lost a whole bunch of weight. I'm in a very fulfilling, fruitful relationship.
Are you?
I'm crushing it. Yes.
Okay.
When was the last time you guys hung out?
Last night.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't get defensive.
Just checking, y'all. things are good, man. So, all right. I won't tell anybody. Still 8th grade was the best year of my life.
Okay. That's pathetic.
Well, what? I tried to update it. It's offensive if it's now. It's pathetic if it's then. Just Chillin', Y'all is our Apple Music game. If you have Apple Music, good job, man. Tell Spotify to suck a bag. You can look up an artist, and it'll tell you the top songs by that artist. Now, what is the algorithm they use to determine that? Who knows? All right.
There's no way to know.
He ain't telling. Mm-hmm. And we play a game where Nick, reads us the songs, starting with the 10th most popular song, and then working his way upward. That's this game, right?
Correct.
And then Deb and I will buzz in when we know the artist. If you buzz in before the final songs are listed, you can get bonus points for the top three. Don't have to be in order. Just 1 point per top three song. And we just play on behalf of a listener. Stephanie called first, chose Team Deb. I am playing for Will. And so if I win, Will, you're going to get an Amazon Echo Dot. Deb is playing for Stephanie. You guys are also qualified to win the cash prizes. We're giving away $500 on December 4th, $250 the 27th, and $100 this Friday. If you win an Echo Dot from us, you're qualified. Or go to 101x.com and upload your ugly sweater into the Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer Contest over at 101x.com. Did I say all those things?
Sounds right.
Is that right? Okay, good. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it, Nick.
Tangled Up in You. Something to Remind You. Believe. Epiphany. For You. Mud Shovel.
Dick.
Jason.
Stained.
Yes.
I was about to say Cher.
Something to Remind You. I was like, is that Young the Giants? Is that, it sounds like something that we're playing right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't know about Mud Shovel? Party on, man.
I could have sworn that was a band.
Mud Shovel?
Honey,
yeah.
Is a band.
They're not very stained like at all. Shovel, not probably.
Not a puddle of Mud Shovel?
Nice.
They're both in the Fred Durst universe there. How many remaining?
What did I say? Mud Shovel?
You said Mud Shovel.
Four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Plenty of room to work with.
Okay.
Explore the space.
Top three stained joints are It's Been a While, Outside.
Ooh, nice.
And there's two versions of Outside. There's the album version, but the one that really blew the lid off the band.
The one that really pops, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live at the Warped Tour with Fred Durst and Aaron Lewis. Just sitting on the front of the stage with an acoustic guitar.
Oh, the good old days.
Because I'm on the outside.
Sure, that wasn't the best light of the year of your life.
And that was pretty good.
Is that the best year of Stain's life?
I went to the... That's not the Warped Tour. Golly, Jason, you're stupid. Family Values Tour.
Oh,
is what
right.
It was called.
Right.
And yeah, I went to the Family Values Tour in... Did we go to Dallas for that? That was stupid of us. It might have been in San Antonio. Yeah, you know what? I think it was in San Antonio. But yeah, my friends who got tickets, we had like seated up in the mezzanine tickets. Mm-hmm. And this is like 19-year-old me. I was like, nah, I got to rage, man. I got to get down in the pit. And I remember walking my way all the way down through the concourse, but I didn't have the right ticket. And then I just boo-hooed the lady at security to let me through.
You boo-hooed her? What, you didn't cry?
I told her about how my friends were all in there. And I just walked out to go to the bathroom, but I don't have my ticket stub anymore. But look, I'm here. I'm in the building. Also, look at my backwards red hat. Don't I belong in there? I belong in there.
Did your whining get you in?
Oh, I got in there, buddy. I got in there.
Phew.
Limp Bizkit stained Rammstein filter. Who else was there that day? I feel like there was a hip-hop.
Filter, you imposter.
Hip-hop act that I'm missing. Okay. God, I don't know. Is it Mud Shovel again? Give me two outsides, and it's been a while. Final answer.
Number three, So Far Away.
What?
Number two, Outside. And the number one Stain song is...
I wouldn't
is this close
that.
To the hook?
I mean, there's a part where he goes,
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay, because I was trying
like
to get
if we
that
hold
part.
On long enough.
No, it's not going to hold on long enough.
Oh.
No, it should do. I'm looking at the length of your audio file, unless you've gone into the extended chorus where you did.
Solo.
Seriously, this is the only time it does this bit. Otherwise, it goes, and it's been a while.
You probably want the very outro is where he goes all softly. It's been a while since I...
See, like, that part comes before this part. It's like, when I kept getting that clip at the end, I was like, no, that's about to go, it's about to, rules, it's about to rage.
The rules of hooks, I know, are very...
They don't exist.
...difficult for you.
It's like Bigfoot. It's like I before A, except after C. You just have to learn them.
Complicated one, I guess, but... all right, so I got 2 points there. 3-0, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Off to a good start. What's the second one, Nico?
Kiss Me.
Dick.
Jason.
4. Sixpence None the Richer.
Yes.
Oh, you a-hole. All right, you know what? I'm tired again today. I didn't get to sleep. I came in this morning knowing I was tired, which is why one of the first things I did was have Nick open my coffee creamer for me because I couldn't open it because I knew I needed coffee today.
You were so tired you couldn't open the coffee creamer?
No, my hands don't work, remember? They're both now. It used to just be the left one. Now it's the right one, too. Oh. So I'm trying not to use them, too,
that's not
so they
good.
Can recover.
That's not
it's
good.
It's going to be arm day.
Oh, is that what you're doing to me? Like, I can't open this? Just you don't want to use your arms? So...
Well, I knew that I had backup, you see. There'll be a moment today I'll be all alone and I won't have backup and I'll have to be the one That's that fine. Opens my own jars. Mm. But yeah, I'm grumpy and I knew I wasn't going to do well on the
Good.
Game today. I'm tired.
Don't worry, Stephanie. Anything can happen, but I'm going to add some bonus points here. Sixpence None the Richer. That's as one-hit wondery as they get, right? Like, Chumbawamba looks at them and makes fun of them. So I'm just going to go Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. For the
top
three.
The right thing to
three.
Do.
And just have to suppress a shudder there.
What, you don't like me saying kiss me, kiss me, kiss
Not
me?
Not three times to me. I feel like I'm,
now
it
it's going
to happen. Like Beetlejuice rules or something, yeah.
Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, darling.
Okay, Sucktone song.
Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, darling.
And then the kissing
On the
voice.
Guacamole pants. Yeah.
Randall, make a note. Make a note of that.
Number three for Sixpence on the Richer is Angels We Have Heard on High.
What?
There She Goes. And Kiss Me.
Oh, they did cover There She Goes. Kiss me
beneath the milky twilight. What's the rest of the top 10? Are there only 2 Kiss Me's?
So from the bottom, it's Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, There She Goes, Kiss Me, Breathe Your Name, Don't Dream It's Over, Angels Being Put on
You
high,
did 3 Kiss Me's.
Because it's on it's on like every soundtrack ever.
Yeah.
From the 90s. So kiss
me. Also, a sweet-ass cover out there by Newfound Glory, Kiss Me.
Mm-hmm.
Make a note.
Doubt it. Is that 6 now?
They did a cover of... No, I just got 2 on that. They did a cover of what? There She Goes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does the original There She Goes?
I would have said Sixpence on the Richer.
Hey, I want to say it's...
She Goes.
The Rembrandts.
Yeah, sure. The Beach Boys. okay.
Junk.
It is 5-0. Going to the third one. Nick is looking up.
We'll do this.
The Laws.
Oh. The Laws. Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
All right.
All right, number 3. Heaven. Velvet Sky. Dime Mi Amor. Nobody Else. Hollywood. Crazy Dream. Señorita. More Than Love. Heaven. And Heaven. Heaven, Velvet
Heaven.
Sky, Dime Mi Amor, which I can't be the right way to say that.
What? How do you spell it?
D-I-M-E.
D-I-M-E.
Nobody Else, Hollywood, Crazy Dream, Senorita, More Than Love, Heaven, and Heaven.
I want to buzz in on this one, but...
I have a fun aside about this, but I can't tell you until afterwards because it might give away the answer.
Nah, you got 5 points. Risk it.
Nah, I can't do it, man. I don't know.
Nick, is this number three?
This is number three.
All right. If this was number four, five, I would definitely go for it. Just, well, five, there'd be no point anyway. But three, I could still... I don't want to get negative for this, and it's not... Are you done, Jason?
Yeah.
Are you out?
Sure,
wax poetic here?
Yeah, okay.
It's a 50-50. There's the only person people I know singing that song, Senorita, is the most annoying person in the world. Kind of up there. Shawn Mendes partnering with Camila Cabello. Camila Cabello? Two double L's pronounced differently. I think it's Camila Cabello. I don't know. That song. But there's a duet. But surely that would be at the top of either of theirs. So I'm out!
Okay. This is a story from a girlfriend's wedding. Her Walk Down the Aisle song was supposed to be...
Oh, I'm confused for a minute. I thought for a minute we were talking about your actual girlfriend.
Married? Delta girlfriend.
My ex-girlfriend, who I went to her wedding with my mom, because my current girlfriend and I were in a thing.
Best year ever, guys.
But it's, look, having the strength and maturity to overcome those things and conquer them. Her Walk Down the Aisle song was supposed to be, I think, a song called Heaven by someone named Natalie Carlisle or something like that. But the DJ played Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle.
What? And she's walking down the aisle?
She's there with her dad.
No!
Everybody, all of the groomsmen have already come in.
You buried the lead on this one.
All the groomsmen have come in. Bridesmaids have
They're
done a separate
been?
Song. And then, yeah.
What
just
did she
like,
do? Did she just go she with did, it?
Yeah, she like shrugged her shoulders and marched down to Heaven is a Place on Earth.
That's a great song, but it's a...
I did think, I was like, wow, interesting choice for the...
Oh,
which way was he going on that that was close to?
Those artists are not necessarily correct. I don't know.
Wait,
is that
Brandy,
even?
Brandy Carlisle is a current person.
I don't know who that was.
All right, I don't know.
Who
is this
Heaven?
Do you want to play the clip?
Okay. Is Deb about to go reeling?
Lonely Boys.
Kind of, yeah. There's a lot of Senorita.
I love this song.
I don't know this song.
No, this was the rage in like
2002, 2001.
I know.
I had the CD.
I never heard that song.
Yes, Spanish is so good.
That was some of your Senoritas, and there's some other Spanish words
all right,
in there.
I'm glad
I didn't. I didn't want to profile. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, all right, fine. It's fine. Okay. See,
nothing.
I did the right thing there, Stephanie.
Good. Yeah.
Now I just got to really buck my ideas up.
5-0.
Okay.
On the fourth one, Nick.
Clocks.
Dick.
Jason.
Coldplay.
Yes.
You. I'm sulking now.
You can still. No, it's the last one's probably going to be.
I mean, I could. I can
trouble.
If I'm a.
Coldplay's top three. Is it going to be two yellows? Don't be a clock.
Well, this would be great if you don't get the extra points. Really good.
I love Fix You. That's my favorite Coldplay song.
You would.
You don't like Fix You? What's your problem?
No. It's lame.
What's that other one? Shiver? Is there a shiver in there?
I simultaneously love and hate Coldplay.
Yeah.
I mean, when Parachutes came out, I was like, mind blown, world changed. This is going to be one of my new favorite bands. Moving forward, I will always love this band. And then the next album came out and I was like, okay, hold on. Right. The first one was really good. This one, not so. Then when the third one came out, I was like, I'm out. Bye. Bye.
Give me Yellow. Fix You, Yellow.
Number three was The Scientist.
Oh, we played the crap out of that. Mm-hmm.
Number two, Yellow.
Oh, one of the best
number one Coldplay
world.
Song is
Nothing Just Really? It was Marshmallow?
Is that Marshmallow? That was Chainsmokers.
Maybe. One of the two.
Yeah.
Is there a B song in there?
A B song?
Or like a virginity card
Vita
song?
La Vita.
That's what
Vita
I was thinking. That was the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
It was Fix Clocks, You, Paradise, A Sky Full of Stars, Hymn for the Weekend, Fix You, Viva La Vida,
and
Adventure
Shiver
of a
is the song. That Shiver is the best Coldplay song ever. Like Amen. Period.
Okay, so I have 7 points. Deb has zero. Going to
I can't win.
The last one. No.
I'm going to try and play, though.
Okay. What's the last one, Nick?
Don't worry, Deb. Everybody hurts.
Dick.
Man,
Dick.
Jason. God. Sorry, that was me.
Why'd you do it like that?
Well,
Jason's
this is
out of time.
Still...
3, 2, 1.
Johnny Cash.
Deb, R.E.M.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was...
Really? I thought you were doing me a favor.
I really did not. I was... You know what I was doing?
You're just being a dick, weren't you? No, I didn't want me to play.
Well, I didn't answer immediately because I was thinking of Hurt, and then I was like, is it Nine Inch Nails or Johnny Cash? Isn't Hurt by Johnny Cash your favorite song of all time?
It's the best song ever written.
You want some bonus points, Deb?
Okay.
Here, you got 9 seconds to do it.
Everybody hurts, and... Well, now I can't do it, because now all I can hear is Dirty Harry.
Well, it's
Clint Eastwood,
same thing.
I like that, though. That's all their songs should just be derivatives.
Will, we have a Amazon Echo Dot for you, courtesy of Bud Light's Ugly Sweater Seltzer, and you can win a $500, $250, or $100 cash prize as well. Everybody else can sign up.
End of the World in there again.
Next.com.
And then I'm going to put... Everybody Hurts, End of the World.
Well, Losing My Religion.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
All right,
Losing My Religion and the number one song.
Losing My Religion.
2-5? No, 6.
That's Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, no, he lost one, didn't he? That's good.
Yeah.
Stupid ass
brain.
What did I say? Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
That was answer. Dumb.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Morning X Sports.
Nerd from Cedar Park tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Coldplay theory, their early albums were good because of the amount of piano in their songs. Did they abandon the piano-ness for...
Yeah.
All right.
I would say the early Coldplay is good because Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't there gooping it up.
Mr. C says, Deb, you cray. A Rush of Blood to the Head is incredible, especially the title track in Amsterdam to close the album out. Chef's Kiss.
Yeah, not for me.
Which one is the, is it A Rush of Blood to the Head? The video is all in reverse. You know that one?
I don't know videos anymore.
Car crash and they go in reverse. I don't think it's A Rush of Blood to the Head. I think it's a song you don't care about.
I like Rush of Blood to the Head.
Which album is Fix You on? X and Y?
Yeah. I like Fix You a lot.
Fix You is a hell of a jam.
I would probably go Yellow.
That tells you.
Tony Romo almost won the Super Bowl thanks to that song.
No. That's all in your head, Jason. But if Nick really loves it, that should tell you that it's trash.
Wow.
No offense.
Julio from SA says, damn, Deb didn't even get the bat off her shoulder during that game.
Come on,
girl. Take a shot.
I did in the last one.
Sixpence None the Richer. Zach's from New Braunfels says, Sixpence None the Richer from
New Braunfels,
Texas. That's right, world. Don't say we never gave you anything. Schlitterbahn, Sixpence None the Richer, Cliff Kingsbury, you're welcome.
It's Cliff Kingsbury there.
Yeah, how about that? Debo _ Keefe says, Puddle of Mudvayne.
That was very good.
That's a good one. Kiko Kalua says, well done, Deb. I really feel in that Just Chillin' Y'all intro today. That beat makes me want to take a massive bong rip.
It's nice, isn't it?
Dan's the Man says, every time I hear the Just Chillin' Y'all intro, it sounds like I'm at a Dido concert.
Oh, guys, I went down a Dido wormhole last week at the gym. That's good gym music. Not really.
Dan, I gotta say, I'm bad at reading, and the first time I saw that... Am I allowed to say dildo concert?
Oh, I figured that's where your brain would go.
Because I was like, what kind of concert is that?
Are they playing or watching?
And
now we're taking it too far.
Intern Jenna's dad.
What up, Billy?
Says, Jason, I totally understand. 2020 is successful for you personally. First, Bumbleina. Second, your journey. Third, your ever legendary radio career. And last but not least, you got to fire Katie 3 times.
Year's not over yet.
Also, Billy was in hospital for 3 months on a ventilator.
And survived.
Greatest year ever.
Survived. Okay. My prayers were answered.
I liked it before he even got sick.
The scientist is the reverse Coldplay video, which I'm not familiar with that.
That one was in the top three, wasn't it? Was the scientist
number? We have the scientist in the system for sure.
Okay. Sports brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz, injured in an accident. 803, Deb's diary coming up in just a second.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry.
Time is, important things first.
This is important, okay?
Is it?
Yes, Tom Herman is the coach at the University of Texas, their football team. It's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. I don't know if you guys have heard.
Is this breaking news? Things have to break.
Things are good for the coach right now. Well, the seat has cooled a little bit because they've won three straight. And at his news conference yesterday, he was finally asked about the Urban Meyer rumors. There had been, before the Oklahoma State win, talk that if he didn't win that game, that he was fired. And it was possible Urban Meyer would replace him. Urban Meyer is currently doing television for Fox, won multiple national championships. I have a friend who sent me a screenshot of a text message from one of his friends that said, Urban Meyer to Texas, done deal. So.
Oh, wow. A text from a friend of a friend?
Where there's smoke, there's Meyer, is what they say.
Did he sign this deal at the 31 Flavors Baskin Robbins thing or whatever?
Are you making a Nick Saban reference here?
No,
I don't remember that one. What happened?
It's a Ferris Bueller reference.
Oh, okay.
He passed out at 31 Flavors last night.
But we did do this whole thing with Nick Saban a couple of years ago. Deb, you say it's rude to fire a coach in the middle of the season, right?
Yeah.
That's rude?
Yep.
Is it rude to talk about firing the coach? Because
Tom
Herman,
to talk about cheating on your girlfriend right in front of her when she's in the same room?
Tom Herman feels he was a little defensive yesterday. Quote, he was asked about the players. Does this affect the players in the program, all these rumors? Quote, the people involved in the day-to-day operations of our enterprise, if you will, know the truth. And then there's rumors, these unnamed sources, these internet reporters with agendas that claim their own opinion as fact and hide behind unnamed sources and things of that nature. The player part is really easy, almost comical to the point where sometimes a kid will come up to me and say, Coach, you'll never guess what lunacy just came across my feed. This is crazy, right? End quote. First of all, I doubt any of your players say the word lunacy.
Yeah.
seems inaccurate to me there, Tom. And look, I'm not involved in the day-to-day operations. Happy to consult if you would like to give me the opportunity. But no, I don't claim to know more than you, Tom Herman. But if you think that you're going to go 6-4 this year and not get fired, you are the one who is delusional. Okay, that's just the reality.
So you think he's done?
Well, no, they're 5-2 right now. They could wind up 8-2 in the Big 12 championship. He could still do it. He could still be the coach for the next several decades. I think it's more
several
like
several decades.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I want a forever coach, man. I thought to you it was you, Tom Herman. Now I don't think so much about seeing you, but
is he just a foster coach?
Now, ESPN.
He's just a slam piece coach.
No.
ESPN, who has never really touched this subject until Tom Herman's press conference yesterday, their story today says there have been no known credible reports that indicate Herman's job is in serious jeopardy or that Meyer is lined up to replace him. Hello. I just made serious reports. I said this thing about my text message from a friend with a screenshot. This is not a serious report. Okay.
I mean, this is it. Put the pen to the paper on this one.
This is a licensed radio station, okay? Mm-hmm. The FCC has monitored our activities and say, good to go. All right?
Doesn't your sports talk co-host, Ed Clements, like, he's an actual sports journalist. Like, Tom Herman talks to him. Yeah, sure, okay. I want him to just run that by Tom at the next press conference. Like, hey, my boy Jason says that he got a text message from a friend of a friend.
Ed told me something yesterday that I probably am not supposed to share because he didn't say it on the air. So I won't share it over there, but I'm going to tell you guys this. This is unbelievable. My guy, Ed Clements, what did you call him? Legitimate sports journalist?
Yeah.
He drunk dialed Mac Brown on Saturday.
Oh, sweet. That's amazing. What did you say to him?
Did Mac answer?
Yes. FaceTime.
What? That's amazing. What did they talk about?
He'll frequently flex on me, Ed Clements. He's coming off the golf course with Sergio Garcia or Kyle Chandler, and he'll just send me a picture of them. Mm-hmm. And he'll show me his phone, how he texts Mac after a big win at North Carolina, and Mac will just send back three
emojis.
What is it? Baby blue heart emojis, whatever color of the man. And so, yeah, he's buddies with Mac Brown.
That's awesome.
And he told me, now I'm really out of line. I shouldn't have shared this, but this is a good cross promotion. This is the caliber of sports insider that Ed Clements is that Saturday night, he just said he drank a lot of Tito's and decided he was going to FaceTime Mac Brown.
Nice.
And Mac picked it up and was just like, Eddie, what's happening? He says, how's it going, coach?
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you cultivating relationships like this, Jason?
I don't know, man.
Why aren't you and Tom Herman buddies?
I'm telling Tom Herman that
why aren't you making TikToks with him?
He's in danger of getting fired because
Now I want Ed to like do this like during a game. Like just like can
text him during the North Carolina game?
I want to watch a North Carolina game where I just see Mac just like check his phone in his pocket on the sideline.
We used to do that, Nick. Nope. We used to do that with the mayor of Austin and the chief of police when I had their phone. I still have their phone numbers, but they're not in power anymore. But we would see, and we used to do it with Andy Langer.
Right.
Anytime we'd see someone we know on television, we would text them. And
that's not cool. Right?
It's not cool at all, but it's
Mac
funny.
They can't have their phone on the sideline, so
I could do Dennis.
Dennis De La Pena.
I bet he doesn't take his phone on the set.
He's
a pro.
He's professional. Tom Herman says, quote, it gets exhausting more than anything to have to extinguish all these unfounded, baseless claims that are hidden behind unnamed sources and agendas. I don't know why
his name is Jason Dick.
I don't know why it's more here at Texas than other places, but it is, and it's something we deal with on a daily basis. Again, you don't know why it's more here at Texas? Do you know why you make $7.5 million a year? Because football's a big deal at the University of Texas, all right?
Yeah.
Do you not have to deal with this at the University of Houston or when you're the offensive coordinator somewhere? No, but when you're the head coach at the University of Texas and you lose to TCU, people are going to be upset, okay? People are going to
see now
issue.
I want him to have like a full-on meltdown. Like, you need to go viral, Tom, where you're like, you think you can get Urban Meyer? Try. I dare you. Go for it. I got his number. Here it is. Call him.
Now I want to get Tom Herman's number, see if I can FaceTime him, see if we can become buddies.
I know way.
We're of similar age.
Go for it,
right?
Jason.
We'd like to, okay, cool, hook 'em people, all right?
I want you to FaceTime him right before the game and see if you can get in the line of, like, kisses that he gives the players.
Is he still kissing during coronavirus times? That can't
probably
be right.
Probably not, no.
I mean, I guess they're all tested, right? But
he's still but they
probably,
still wander around.
Probably.
Are they getting rapid tested on the day? Is that how they're
doing? I think
doing
they
it?
Get 3 tests per week. I don't know the exact testing things, but...
Oh, that's got to be, your nose has got to be a little bit raw after that, right?
It's Tuesday. That means we find out what's up with Deb and Deb's diary.
Sorry, we haven't had time. Dear diary, goodbye.
No, there's time.
Is there?
Yeah.
No, nothing is important that I do. It's always Jason, Jason, Jason. Jason, Jason, Jason.
Time
In
is
fact,
made up.
We didn't get that awesome story.
Yeah, we have sports again this show, you know.
Oh, we got to talk about James Harden. Nets.
Who cares about that? Dear diary, I was at the gym yesterday. Been a bit grumpy this week. I didn't sleep well Saturday night. Did I sleep well last night? I think I did sleep well last night. I just need more sleep, as usual. So I've just been a bit grumpy pants. And as I got to the gym yesterday and started, after my warm-up, hadn't even sat down on my first machine. Leg day yesterday. One of my favorite days of the week at the gym. And,
Leg day is your favorite day?
Well, I do leg day twice a week.
I know you
so
bust on
I'm
me
like
for
days leg
not
day.
Doing leg day.
Yeah.
And I'm out on legs. I don't need none
That's,
of that.
Yeah,
but
we
it's
can
your
tell.
Favorite day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Legs and shoulders. You don't have a gym day, so.
Yeah.
Guys well, like biceps day. And chests. That's what guys like.
That's all I do. And and this one.
Oh, just that one arm thing?
I do this one.
A shoulder press?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
I give you this. What are you talking about?
Very narrow shoulders. I didn't realize you had such naturally narrow shoulders.
Come bounce some quarters off this
That's
thing.
That's a bone, Jason.
That is not. It feels like a bone, okay?
Oh,
it feels like a bone. That's rock hard muscle right there,
See,
buddy.
This is the. Guys,
oh my
you've
God,
got
look
this,
at this
natural dysphoria that you think girls only care about what your arms and chest and shoulders look like.
I get girls with my soul and personality. So.
Butts and legs. All right.
That's my favorite day, personality day.
Personality day?
Yeah.
I wish you could work that out. You need to exercise it. Anyway, so I'm excited for my good workout. It's got some stuff in I like all the stuffs. And like I said, I started off, what was I starting off with? Hamstring curls. But I wasn't doing it laying down. Coach Elvis, I don't lay down for the hamstring curls. It hurts my lower back, so I do seated ones. You know, you stick your legs in and you go, and use your hamstrings to pull the thing down.
All right.
So as it's up against a wall, and so I can see the whole rest of the gym, and I'm like, oh man, there's some loud talker in the gym. I can hear the loud talker. Ugh, and I hadn't put my headphones. I don't like wearing earbuds at the gym. I don't know why. I'm a weird.
Just working out without something to distract
listen,
you.
Well, there's music on. Sometimes there's Judge Judy, depending on what time I get there. If I'm lucky enough to get a squat rack in front of the Judge Judy TV, that's a good day. It's a good leg day. And it's, you know, oftentimes I'm working out with someone, so I'm not going to wear headphones when I'm with someone else. But I heard this loud talker and I couldn't identify them because of masks. So I like couldn't give them an evil. But then I saw this woman, she was kind of looking at me and I was wondering, oh, she's looking at me with solidarity. She too can hear the loud talking guy. And then I realized after like two sets of my curls, it's her. She's on the phone and you can't tell because I don't know whether she had an earbud in, but she had some Beats on, some big Beats headphones. How do you wear big headphones in the gym, people? Don't your ears get all hot and sweaty? I know mine would. So I put my earplug, I only have the wireless ones, they're wired, but they're not wired to the phone, you know, the Bluetooth ones that go around your neck.
Yeah.
I hate them. And here's the problem. Not only was I grumpy because I got a loud talker, and by the way, she's doing some arm exercises that basically face me the whole way down. I'm doing legs I'm often on the machines doing the free weights as well. But all I can do is see this woman, and she keeps making eye contact with me. And I'm trying to give her a dirty look through my mask, but I need the mouth as well as the eyes. The eyes, with a mask on, a dirty look can be a squinty smile.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
She thought you were giving F me eyes.
Probably so, because she kept watching me my whole workout. I could see her across the gym. She was still on the phone. And she was on the phone. I went back. I finished up on standing calf raises. That was the last thing. So I was in there for an hour. She was still on the goddamn phone. Also, I can't tell how she was connected to the phone. Because like I said, she had these big rose gold Beats by Dre on.
Oh.
And yet she's... That should be illegal in the gym, all right?
Maybe her personal trainer's on the phone.
Oh, really? Because she was laughing and joking and not working out very hard at all. Let me tell you this. But one of the big reasons I think I got annoyed with her is after I put my earbuds in, and I forget what brand I have, but they're, I don't know, probably like the fourth pair I've had because I either lose them or they break or they won't sync with the phone or some nonsense like that. But every time I grunt, and I'm a gym grunter, guys, I can't help it. I'm lifting a heavy cycle and I'm lifting hard. And every time I grunt, like a squeeze like that, I can't hear my music as well because I've got teeny tiny teeny little ears and therefore teeny tiny little ear holes and my earbuds like scrunch out of my ears. So I'm having annoying earbud issues because I want to hear my bass. And when I scrunch, I was a corn day at the gym yesterday as well.
Wow.
Corn. I was angry listening. Corn listening because big mouth lady who was doing arms and shoulders or whatever she was doing was talking way too loud. So then every time I grunted, my little earbuds would pop out a little bit because of my tiny ear holes. And even when I was singing along in my brain.
Listen to that bass.
This song came on when I was doing the abductors. So I'm like,
go!
Oh, so good. I think I played this song three times. So it was good, I suppose, that she was annoying me, that I was working out harder. But she was just like rubbing it in, like, oh, your little earbuds don't fit in your little ears. You can't block me out. Every time you grunt, it pushes it out a little bit. And I gotta get an answer. I can't wear the over the ear. Headphones at the gym. That's just, man, that's just too sweaty. I already wear a belt when I'm doing legs, so I get sweaty. I'm just sweaty. I don't want to be more sweaty. What's the deal? Someone tell me the best earbuds for a little deformed ear girl over here.
There's got to be some like tiny ones
out there,
right? I've
tried some. The ones that Lolo Jones was on the cover of. I forget what the brand was, but they were purple and they were cool. And I bought them at Pure when they were Pure, and now they're not anymore. But they were selling them at the front, and I was like, awesome. And it said especially for small, tiny-eared people, or something along those lines. And I don't know, they wouldn't sync with my phone after a while, so I had to return them, and then something else happened. I don't know. But here I am in the gym, suffering because of loud gym talkers, loud phone talkers. That should be a rule, right? Get off your phone.
I think if you talk on the phone in public or on other people, like, you forfeit the right to privacy. Like you should be able to just sit there and comment on their things or whatever the conversation is. Or, like, right, yeah, you should tell her to go take a hike.
What is the, you said you're working out with people. What's the difference between just you two having a conversation between the two
of
you? So she's talking loud on the phone?
As I said, she's a loud talker. And there is something that's just more annoying about a one-sided loud conversation. If there were two people having a loud conversation.
You could follow along.
It just, it's like, oh, they're talking about something. But it's just, for some reason, way more annoying when you only hear one side of the phone call. Also, people who do this. Hold your phone up to your mouth on speaker and talk into it like this in public. Because this is how I talk on the phone at home. In fact, I put every phone call on speakerphone and I stick it on top of my boobs and it just sits here like this. I'm like one of those charging docks.
That's pretty good considering your new attempt to be a hands-free.
I'm a hands-free person.
So as to not damage your
my elbows. So I stick it on my boobs, and like I had a conversation with the boss at home yesterday. I don't know if he knew, but he was on my boobs.
Wow.
And this is where it sits because, you know, it's, you can do stuff with your hands if you want to. I wouldn't advise that because that's very dangerous. But the people that hold it up, just move it 3 inches more toward your head, take it off speakerphone, and ta-da! It's a telephone again.
I feel like that style of talking was popularized by reality TV and like documentaries because the cameraman
you have to hear what's
is trying
on the
to
other
capture
end.
The entire conversation.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you're not the star of your own show right now.
I don't want to hear your nonsense.
Take your thing off speakerphone.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Look, it may already be too late, but the holding your hand to your side of your head like a phone, like with the pinky out and your thumb out, that's like so... Okay, boomer. Like that, just holding your palm out is the new talking on the phone.
Oh, like kids. The symbol for it.
Yes.
Like if you see a friend across the cafeteria at high school, you don't say, you don't put the banana hand to your ear and mouth and say, call me later. You put the flat hand, shut up, get out of town.
It's coming, man. It's
not
coming.
Buying
it's
that.
Coming.
Not buying that. Anyway, get at me if you have any recommendations.
Sam I Am says Beats Pro, the best tiny earbuds for the gym, Deb.
Really?
Worth it.
I don't like Beats. I tried Beats headphones. I didn't like
the
way they sounded.
Little bitty.
I'm very picky about
this.
My headphones.
What are you, I bet you these things are filthy effing expensive.
I bet you they're $199.99, Bob.
I'll take over, but hang on.
They do have
Where do I have them? I want to buy them. How can I buy them? Oh, there it is. Sorry.
It is.
$249.95.
Yeah, I think that's...
I guess that's
so expensive.
Aiden just got AirPod Pros.
They go over the ears?
They hook your ear, but
they don't work for me because I've got teeny tiny ears.
You can't hook them on? Is that what you're saying?
The hook... Look, Jason, if I put the hook over the ear ones, it goes up in my hairline. Also, now we're wearing masks. Mm-hmm. So you've got the mask that goes behind your ear and the mask off, headphones on, taking the mask off to drink water while I'm at this. It's all very annoying. That's honestly part of the reason I don't wear them most of the time when I'm working out.
Have you considered to counteract a loud talker on your phone? Just play your music straight from your phone, like no headphones whatsoever?
Maybe I should. You know what I should do is get on the machine next to her and get on my phone myself and loud talk.
Bring a big-ass Bluetooth speaker and just sit down next to you everywhere you go.
Hire the actual band Korn to just perform in your gym.
That'd be awesome.
Do you have any... I know Korn fans might push back on this, but it's just a reality. Do you have any other new metal bands that you like? Korn is a new metal band.
Yeah, Korn is new metal. In fact, I was listening to old Korn with...
Is there anything else?
With Ice Cube on, featuring Ice Cube. First album they put out,
is that the one
racist.
That he says the N-word in it? I think that might be Ice Cube featuring Korn. I don't know. They did a couple things together, and one of them, I don't know if it's the name of the song, but just the hook, he just says "die N-word," and I'm like, I can't sing along to this song, man.
Jonathan Davies says it.
No, Ice Cube says it.
Well, he can say that.
I want to sing along to the song.
You can't. That's the rule. I'm sorry.
Do you have any other new metal bands in your wheelhouse?
No.
Head PE?
I might have liked a few singles from...
Power Man 5000?
Like Slipknot.
P.O.D.?
When you crossed over... But before you get
Slipknot's
like...
Slipknot's
I like
them,
the light version of a lot of these bands that you said. Like, if we played a song by them on this show, or on this station back in the early 2000s, I probably liked it, but I wouldn't have bought the rest of their albums. Yeah. All gone to see them in concert.
Jacob Running Wolf says, Deb, you should check out Skull Candy. Smaller than average for us small ear hold people.
Yeah, but Skull Candy's really bad ear sound quality. I've found. I don't know. Maybe they're better now. I'll just listen to whatever they're piping through the stupid stereo on the gym, which depends on which day you get
How
there.
How do you not have ownership of that stereo?
Yeah.
Right now?
Tell them that you're a professional music programmer person.
Yeah, this is Lifetime now. They bought out, or I guess my friend Beto, who used to own Pure, sold out. I hope you made billions of dollars, Beto. Because these
Beto O'Rourke?
They're Nazis, all right? The UT game was on the other day, and it was only on some weird, small, round-the-corner TV, and it wasn't in the rest of the gym. And I was like, hey, there's a UT game going on right now. It should be up. She's like, yeah, we can only change this one TV, which is round the corner that no one can see.
That's
corporate. Corporate comes down and says, no, like, it's a known thing about Lifetime.
Man,
is
you were trying
they will never change.
To watch the UT game?
Well, not for me. It was for San Antonio guy. And for all the
corn?
Other people in there.
Who are you? Who are you?
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.